the opinions you love, the history you crave. This is Rant EM Radio. We are live on the air, rantemradio.com, Stitcher, Podbean, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, and so on and so on and so on. Welcome, everybody, to Rant EM Radio's coverage of WWE Battleground. It's a new pay-per-view put on by World Wrestling Entertainment. I am Double A, being joined by Surfer.
You sunk my battleground.
This is such a silly name. It's a silly name. And here's Rage. And there's Tony C.
Yes, sir.
Oh, battleground. Oh. What are we going to do? Huh?
Can I see their music choices?
You know, after the failure of Battleship, the movie last year, you would think they would stay away from a pay-per-view name like Battleground.
Right. Well, I guess there was on a list of names of pay-per-views, and I think Beverly, this was the lesser of two evils for them.
What's up with their theme song choices as of late?
Not every theme song has to be perfect, Rage.
No, and geez, just give it a make an effort. Like, come on, man. Fallout Boy.
Well, Fallout Boy's popular, and of course, they have a lot of background noise.
I mean, Fall Out Boy is good, but not as a theme song to a pay-per-view. It just makes it sound cheesy. I mean, but I'm kind of shooting myself in the foot. I mean, the name of the pay-per-view is Battleground. So,
The Battleground should be a 1 year, one in.
It is.
Look, do you think that it was appropriate that they use Easy Rider for the first theme song at WrestleMania? For the first WrestleMania, I should say? I mean...
I thought it was appropriate when they use...
And they the closing theme was... what the hell is that song? Oh, God, what the hell is the name of the song?
Oh, the Beverly Hills Cop song.
Beverly Hills Cop song. Oh, God. Axel Foley. Where the hell is it in the system? See, when I need something, I can't find it. Yeah. But yeah.
Is anybody going to play defense in this Dallas-Denver game? Come on.
What are you talking about? This has been an incredible game.
No defense whatsoever. God.
I'm shocked Dallas is in the lead.
There we go. I found
this was the theme song?
That was the closing theme song for WrestleMania 1.
Since you mentioned football, looked like the Giants was going to breathe some life in this season, and they just went...
Wow. Welcome to 0-5 land.
Well, we're not here to talk about
football. Phil's not listening.
We're talking about WWE Battleground live in about 55 minutes time. From the first Niagara Center in Buffalo. I can't remember the last time there was a pay-per-view.
Wherever the hell that
Buffalo.
Is.
Buffalo, New York? You don't know what Buffalo, New York is.
I know where Buffalo is. I'm talking about their arena.
It's there.
What was the last big arena in Buffalo, Double A?
I have no clue. Probably
there you go.
Probably this Tuesday in Texas. I don't know.
Good old Tuesday in Texas.
Let's see. Let's do some quick research. Niagara Center opened in 1996, so that means this building is not that old. Let's see. Operations. seedings.
They probably had it in your house there back.
The Great American Bash in 2005. Armageddon in 2008, Night of Champions 2011, and then Battleground tonight. And wow. They've had a bunch of... they had the last Old School Raw in 2013 that happened there also.
I hope they never do those shows again. I really do.
Old School Raw?
Yeah.
No, those are fun shows. What are you talking about? The problem is that you can't enjoy it because you didn't experience it.
What do you mean? No. I can enjoy an Old School Raw if it's done right.
My thing is, AA, you can bring out Battleground in October, but you can't give us Halloween Havoc. Come
on,
man.
You know, it's one of those things.
WWE should do it. I mean, it is the PG era.
They don't like...
They own it.
They don't like using WCW stuff. Yeah. And that's a dusty creation, I think, Halloween Havoc.
You would have thought they would have did a Starcade by now.
No, you can't touch Starcade.
What are they going to do a Starcade for?
You can't touch Starcade. They'd sully the name.
What are you going to do a Starcade for? And what month would you hold?
In December.
In December, like how it was.
So that's going to be
Armageddon.
That's going to be one of their big pay-per-views?
It could be. Why not?
That wouldn't be done right.
Starcade was the first big event.
But isn't that isn't Starcade like the marquee event for WCW?
It was.
Isn't that like their WrestleMania?
It was.
So it wouldn't work as just one of the big pay-per-views.
It was the granddaddy of them all.
Yeah, it's the event. That's the
Yeah, but
that's the creme de la creme.
Whatever. Anyways.
Hey, but no one would complain if they did like an anniversary Starcade. Like 20, 30 years ago was the first Starcade. So that particular year, they're doing a Starcade.
Look, this coming Thanksgiving will be 30 years of the first Starcade.
There you go. That's your excuse to do a one-time Starcade.
But you know what they're going to do, right?
They'll probably put out a DVD.
No. There's already a Starcade DVD.
Oh, really?
They will, there's actually two Starcade DVDs, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's...
They will just do a big article on WWE.com.
And pay homage to it that way.
And pay homage, you know, to Harley Race and Ric Flair inside the cage. You know?
And there you go for all us WCW sycophants.
Yeah. But anyways, Battleground, this tonight.
Oh, man.
Boy.
Sunday.
A lot of interesting matches. Let's not waste any time, because a pre-show will start in 29 or 21 minutes, and we're going to be talking about that pre-show, I'm sure. But let's start with the matches that I guess were added to the card via SmackDown. Santino Marella and the Great Khali versus the Real Americans.
Wow.
Told you. Raw. It's a Raw on Sunday.
You know, they like showing Antonio swing Santino around in a circle.
I wonder, will he swing the Great Khali?
Yeah.
Now, for those of you that did not watch the main event on Wednesday night, you missed an amazing sight. This is why Antonio Cesaro is a god. He did the giant swing on Brodus Clay.
Saw that on YouTube.
Yeah, I heard.
And it was massive. I want to see him do a giant swing on the Great Khali. And I have
You're
a feeling
it.
We're going to see
pushing it.
It'll probably happen to Santino, but I want to see the Great Khali.
Freakishly strong.
Yeah.
I mean, Brodus Clay, he's heavy, but you got a tall and heavy.
But I don't think we'll have to wait and see. We'll just have to wait and see. But anyways, Surfer, your thoughts. Who do you think is going to win on this match? Who do you give it to?
Do I have to care?
Yeah, you do.
That's what you're paid to do.
I'm gonna go with Kali and the other clown.
Santino and the great Kali.
Yeah.
All right.
What's the over under on how long is it gonna take Kali to get down the ramp?
I'd give it about 51 seconds.
I'd say 3 minutes. You see how slow he walks?
That's his thing. Giants are supposed to walk slow.
I know they're supposed to walk slow, but he walks slow. Like, he can't walk. The man can't walk.
Hold on, Dudley. Hold on.
JB in the chat room says that there is not enough room in the ring to swing Kali. There is. There is. It's a 20 by 20 ring.
Is my new favorite tag team on the card?
I don't think it's a question of being strong enough. I think you'll hurt Kali if you do something to him like that.
Probably it would hurt Kali. Your new favorite tag of Cody Rhodes and Goldust?
No. Those Matadors.
Oh, no, they're not on the card tonight. But they could be added as a special attraction.
I want the Tea Party movement to win. That being the real Americans. I call them the Tea Party movement.
All right. So, you're going with that. What about you, Tony C?
Yeah, I think the Tea Party movement, like Ray's calls them.
All right. Well,
Zeb's going to, hopefully, utters a racial remark.
We'll see.
Boo, we'll the see. Illegal alien. Boo.
We'll see.
I call him
we'll
Jafar see. Or something.
Are we going to hear a...
He'll go as far as calling the man an engine.
He's going to call Kali. I guarantee you, we might get Zeb Coulter calling Kali a terrorist. We might get that.
I don't know about that, but whatever. We glossed over the fact that the kickoff match will be Damian Sandow versus Dolph Ziggler.
In the chocolate briefcase.
And the chocolate briefcase.
It's like a match that doesn't matter.
It really doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Well, they had to let paycheck tonight.
So we say double A?
No, it really doesn't matter.
It's just a filler match, which filler matches are fine, but to start off your pay-per-view?
Yeah, but well, whatever. It'll probably be a well paced match, you know.
I'll go with Sandow. I mean, they got to start building him up somehow if they're planning on putting a title on him.
Yeah, that's true, Surfer.
I'm gonna go with Dolph.
Dolph, okay, and Tony C.
I'm going with Surfer with Dolph.
By the way, I'm going with Santino and the Great Kali, and I'm going with Dolph Ziggler on this one as well. And I predict that there's going to be two commercial breaks during that match. So,
and they're both. One of them's going to be on how to install the WWE app.
Oh no! It's possible.
Oh, you're going to get that.
You're going to get a battleground commercial.
We're going to get a commercial. We're going to get a John Cena Fastlane commercial, which I already downloaded.
Now, here's the thing: WWE took the over-under. Well, not an over-under, but they took a vote, I guess, with people online to see who would win, and they gave predictions of the matches. Now, granted, this is put together by the WWE. They have Dolph Ziggler beating Damian Sandow 3-2. And then, let me find the other match here with
Touchdown
Antonio.
Cowboys.
With Antonio Cesaro and... Oh, that's... Now that's a humorous what I just saw. They don't have a vote for that for the first match, for the tag team match. So we'll just have to skip over that. Anyways, moving on. Bray Wyatt versus Kofi Kingston.
Where did this feud come from?
Well, it's not a feud. They just
throw the match. Well, you gotta remember, Kofi was in the ring holding a chair when Bray cut that promo on Monday Night Raw. And I don't know what happened on SmackDown because I didn't watch it.
Well, the only thing was, they came down, Kofi's standing there, and he's surrounded, and he would but and it with the commercial.
Why did they do that anyway?
To give it the effect.
Oh, I guess Kofi couldn't fight for the Intercontinental title and put it on him.
Of course not.
Dang.
Or the U.S. title. But I have a I have a theory. I have a theory. Okay. That at the very last minute, Dusty Rhodes will face Dean Ambrose for the U.S. title and try to regain the U.S. title after a 26-year absence.
Are you serious? That's your bold prediction for tonight?
I just... You never know. WWE's
crazy. That's your bold prediction for tonight.
That's his left field prediction.
Yep.
Just over under on the bionic elbow.
Well, we're not there yet. Let me see here.
Man. That was
so did we say who's going to win? Oh, no, we didn't.
Bray Wyatt is going to smash Kofi Kingston.
I don't know. I have a feeling Kofi will come out on top.
I root for axe murder.
Well, Bray Wyatt does have his Wyatt family, so.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, Sister Abigail.
I think in a straight-up match, I would give it to Kofi, but that's not going to be the case.
Right. I don't know.
Kofi's in a slump right now.
I'm going to give it to Kofi. Just because.
Kofi's in a rut. It's not a slump, Ray. It's a rut.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
See, if Kofi joins the Wyatt family, he's going to come out to this music. Okay. No, I was looking, by the way, for that little intro to the song for the longest time.
The NWOP team music.
That little guitar riff at the do 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 do. Anyways,
that's music.
That's great right there. Anyways, Intercontinental Championship will be on the line. The champion, Curtis Axel, against R-Truth.
Oh, my God. You can talk about a match I really don't like.
If you put the IC belt on R-Truth, that would be so fun.
You know what? I'll go for the crackhead on this one. I'm tired of...
Man, the man's not a crackhead, man. Stop.
He looks like a crackhead, please. But...
Talk about stereotypes.
It's not a stereotype. The man looks like a crackhead. The man looks like a crackhead. He looks like a crackhead I would see at any corner store in Newark.
Sorry, Double A, I'm sorry. I'm not going to continue this. I'm sorry.
Alright, fine. I'll go with R-Truth since he's so offended of a comparison. But it's time for... It's just time for Kurt to get that belt off of Kurt.
Off Curtis Axel. Yeah. All right. What about Tony C?
I would love for Archer to win the belt. To see that dark brown man with a white belt. Oh, man.
That's true. That is true.
That would stick out like a sore thumb.
And even though that Surfer's in abeyance right now, what does Surfer say?
Just Curtis Axel is going to keep the belt. I mean, he's still a Paul Heyman guy, so.
Okay. I'm going with R-Truth. I'm going to go with R-Truth on this one.
Sure.
You know, just because.
Double A, when we were growing up watching, like, WWE, did the IC champion ever lose like that?
Like what?
Like, just the way Curtis Axel gets beat.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, there's been a lot of terrible IC champions. Ken Shamrock. The Mountie. You know,
but the Honky Tonk, like the Honky Tonk Man, he had it for a long time. He never lost.
I don't remember.
Ultimate Warrior,
no.
Well, you know, there was a time where... You were a hell, you know, getting yourself disqualified, walking away from the ring wasn't, you know, it was a common thing.
Right.
So.
That's how they did used to lose.
But now, you know, when the title's now on the line, These guys just get straight up pinned.
And it makes you want to believe in that. That's the second most important belt in the company.
It makes sense. Okay, you wrestle a guy. Oh my God, he got a victory. So now he got the title shot.
Right.
And then, of course, he loses. But I'm like, when Dolph had a belt, he just lost and lost and lost.
I don't remember D'Lo losing like this when he was the Intercontinental Champion. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but you know what? D'Lo's Intercontinental Championship reign was less than memorable.
Valvinus never lost as much.
No, I don't think so. Yeah. By the way, if you're listening to us live and you can't be a part of the pay-per-view or watch it, you can follow us on Twitter at RantEM Radio. We'll be tweeting match results as they happen. And, of course, if you're listening to us live, stick around after the pre-show because we will be chatting during the event in the chat room. And, of course, somewhere there in the chat room, you can find an option to watch the event. And we'll be on the air at 11 o'clock with a post-show recapping everything that went down tonight. Continuing on, what were you going to say, Rage?
I wouldn't say anything. That was Tony.
By the way, the odds here, Curtis Axel got the vote of 4-1 on this one. So,
what, Vegas now bets on pay-per-views?
Well,
now?
This is WWE. Oh. They put... They're putting predictions out, so they got a 4-1 prediction that Curtis Axel is going to win. So, anyways, moving on. Let's see here. The Divas Championship will be on the line. The champion AJ Lee versus Brie Bella. We'll start with Surfer.
I don't mean the bathroom, so.
But does it matter?
Just pick one.
Just said AJ.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Tony C.
I'm going with AJ as well.
You're going with AJ?
Although it would make sense if I'm going to put this caveat out there. If Brie Bella wins, it's probably about an 80% chance that Daniel Bryan's going to win and then going with a power couple type of stuff. I'm predicting that.
They may be in love, but would they look like a power couple unless Daniel Bryan goes back to being a heel?
Well, I'm just saying in, you know, wrestling terms with all the gold like that.
Let's see what else we got here. I'm going with Brie on this one. I just think that AJ's time probably has come. There's nothing that's motivating her to keep the championship, in my opinion.
Nope.
And the match a lot of people are waiting for. The team of Cody Rhodes and Goldust versus The Shield, Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns. The tag team titles are not on the line, but there are two small stipulations. If the Rhodes family wins, both Cody and Goldust will receive jobs with the WWE. If they lose, Dusty will be fired from the WWE.
And neither son will get a job.
So, what? Let's start with Tony C.
Dusty's team.
You think the Rhodes family will win?
Team Dusty.
Are they going to come out to
America?
It probably will.
Dream. Or cowbell.
He's just a common man. You know that they released today a Rhodes Family T-shirt.
Really?
Yes, they did. So,
does it say Big Dust, Little Dust, Mini Dust?
It's something like that. It's got their faces on it. Animated faces, though.
What was Dusty's theme in NWA?
He really didn't have a theme. At least I don't remember. And Lee, if you're listening, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't remember.
Yeah, something like Western doo-doo, something.
No.
Like, it was kind of close, but not similar to the Horseman, where it sounded like...
If he did, I don't remember. If he did, I don't remember. The only thing I remember is Dustin Rhodes. He had this. Or Todd. He had this. And then he had that one where he's just the natural, natural.
Oh.
The natural.
Dustin Rhodes.
Yeah. He had this too, and also in WCW. I like this song. That's probably just me. So.
Going with the roads.
You're going with the roads.
I think this is going to be the start of the downfall of the corporation.
What about, Tony C, did you see the roads too?
Yeah.
What about Surfer, the roads?
Yeah, big dust, little dust, mini dust. And if the Shield loses, it's not going to hurt them.
No, of course not.
In the grand scheme of things.
Of course not. And I'm also going with the Rhodes. Let's see here. And I know we had the... What's the over-under here on this one? Let's see. Let's see what we got here. Oh, AJ and Brie Bella 4-1. AJ winning. The Rhodes 4-1 over the Shield.
Place your bets, folks.
Place your bets. Contact Vegas. It's not too late. No, I haven't heard of that project on Blog Talk Radio. William. Anyways.
Call Emilio and put everything you got on AJ.
Anyways, more championships will be on the line. Or no more. Well, let's talk about this. Ryback versus CM Punk.
Oh, man.
Surfer.
You would think Punk, but I think that's going to be too easy.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Ryback this time.
You're going with Ryback? Okay. What about Rage?
This feud has gone on for too damn long. I know we talked about the chase and everything, but the thing is this feud is just going on too long.
But it really hasn't, because I mean it's
Ryback is a new twist to the feud.
Exactly.
Right? I know it's a new twist, but it's just when it all boils down to Punk and Heyman. And I think it's just time for this feud to end. I mean, we gotta start building, setting up Punk for the Royal Rumble.
He doesn't need to be set up this early out for the Royal Rumble. Once he's in it, he's a favorite,
right?
I'm just saying. Well, you know, I just think this rivalry, this whole feud should end. So.
If you end the whole Paul Heyman feud tonight. Who does Punk fight between now and Royal Rumble?
I don't care who. I don't even care.
I mean, there's nobody.
I don't think it's going to end tonight.
It could end Monday night.
It won't end. I have a feeling it'll go straight to the Survivor Series.
I mean, unless
didn't you say they were advertising that for Survivor Series?
Punk and Heyman, yeah.
Unless the Shield's going to start beating on them.
It's possible.
This feud should end. I'm going Punk.
Surfer, you said?
Ryberg.
And Tony C.
I'm going Punk.
I'm going with CM Punk too, but the odds have Ryback 3-2.
I bet they do.
So
should that be the clue? That basically tells me that Ryback is going to win.
The indicator.
Yeah.
Let me see here. I'm going to try to pull up the pre-show pot.
If we get Ryback and Punk again at TLC, I might pull my eyes out.
Well, don't pull them out just yet.
Why wouldn't you get them in like a tables match or something?
It should be a tables match, right? Why in Hell in a Cell?
Because that's the next pay-per-view.
Right. All right, the pre-show is now live, and of course there's website problems for the WWE right now.
How far along is Hell in a Cell?
It's in 3 weeks.
I don't know if I'm on the right page or not. I'm watching somebody climb a rock and jump bikes and basketball.
I don't think you are.
Wheelchairs. Cena.
No, I don't think you are. There we go. And the feed is about 1.5 minutes behind the actual pay-per-view feed, but that's fine. Let's see here. There we go. We'll just hit the old mute. And I'm trying to see who the panel is. There goes the...
So what kind of dais we have for this pay-per-view?
Well, the dais, they haven't showed it yet. They're just scanning the arena right now.
But, okay, The Miz.
Yeah, The Miz, Titus O'Neil, Tensai, and Josh Matthews.
Tensai, really?
Yep.
That's kind of awkward.
He's in a suit.
This month, look on the face like I'm not in a match.
And he's in a suit.
I got to listen to him talk.
Okay, we're going to hear him talk. Hold on. Let's hear him talk. Let's hear him talk. Hold on. Here we go.
Should really piss the Miz.
Here we go. Hold on.
Titus O'Neil.
Not only is this panel about to be awesome, but it's definitely going to be worth millions of dollars.
Come on, Tensai.
No. The funk won't be on the roll tonight.
And one half of Tons of Funk, Sweet Tea Tensai.
I got nothing for you. I'm just happy to catering and to watch one hell of a pay-per-view, Josh.
Miz, we'll start with you. What are you most looking forward to tonight here?
So, yeah, there you go.
So, behind me.
Duh. Way behind. I'm trying to refresh.
Is that the fact that The Miz doesn't even have a match?
You know, I don't think The Miz is set when he doesn't wrestle, as long as he's getting a paycheck.
Right.
I mean, he doesn't mind being out there talking.
But he main evented.
I'll be honest, something's telling me The Miz is going to have something to do with the WWE title match.
That could be possible.
No, if he's in the booth, then he's not going to be involved in any matches.
No, probably.
Likely the WWE title match. That's going to be the last match of the night, right?
Probably.
I mean, so you won't really need the panel.
No, they go back to the panel throughout the thing.
Yeah, but he's not going to get involved. It's very unlikely that he'll get involved. Anyways. Moving on.
Look at that face. I'm sorry, but just look at that face that Tensai's got. And he's on a panel. It just doesn't look right.
Well, that's just how it is. Let's talk about your championship matches. World Heavyweight Championship will be on the line in a Battleground Hardcore Rules match. World Heavyweight Champion Alberto Del Rio against Rob Van Dam. I think we're going to see Del Rio retain. Rage.
Yeah. I agree with you. I think this whole them putting the hardcore matches, it's like a hint that RVD's gonna win, but I think it's just a swerve to us. I think Del Rio's gonna retain.
I think Del Rio's gonna win, but I'm still waiting for Ricardo to come back home.
He ain't coming back.
This is what.
How come they don't have Josh Matthews on the commentator's desk for SmackDown anymore?
Young, she is just like the Queen Diva, isn't she?
Yeah.
They got her up there with her legs crossed and... Like, who is she related to in wrestling?
Nobody.
So what was that storyline about her date being ripped out of the limousine and Heyman saw this, and the uncle, and the father. And
I don't know. That's probably just something that they did for
Nae Young looks like Natalya in the face.
Yeah. And then lastly, before we head on to the pre-show match, WWE Championship will be on the line. The title that's currently in abeyance, Daniel Bryan versus Randy Orton. Who will be the new WWE Champion? Surfer. Surfer?
Okay. I'm sorry. Repeat that, please.
Who's going to be the new WWE champion?
Oh. The face, unfortunately.
You think it's going to be Randy Orton?
Yes, because given Daniel Bryan, the belt will not extend the feud.
By the way, Rob Van Dam 3-2 over Del Rio. But okay, so you're saying Randy Orton. Go ahead, Rage.
I think they're going to do the same shit they did the last pay-per-view. I think Daniel Bryan is going to get the pinfall victory, and then they're going to find some way to get the belt off his hands and back into the hands of Randy Orton. I think they're actually gonna hand him the belt. Like they're gonna take the belt away from him and say it's gonna be the belt's in abeyance again, and then Monday Night on Raw, I think they're gonna award him the title.
Hmm. So you think that's what's gonna happen?
Yeah.
All right. Tony C.
Well, I'm going with Orton, like Surfer said, to keep the feud going. They can get at least, what, 2 more matches out of this?
All
at
right.
least. Or at least 1 more next.
I think they're going to get probably 2 more out of this, but I really hope that the match is decent. I really do. And me, I am going to go once again with Daniel Bryan.
Is this going to be a clean match or some interference?
There's going to be some interference, but I'm going with Daniel Bryan. And I think something's going to happen again, something a little screwy. But,
it's a big slow?
Maybe.
I mean, big slow.
Maybe.
Big
slow.
Yeah, I mean, because he's not in the booth. He's not on the pay-per-view card.
Yes.
So he got to be involved somehow.
Right.
They've been punking this man out for 2 months now.
Somebody put a rumor out that they're talking about him and Triple H at Survivor Series.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I hope not.
I hope not, too.
Why wouldn't they save that match for WrestleMania?
That's a great question.
Yeah, that could be where they're going with it.
It's a great question, Surfer.
Oh, this game's over.
But anyways, so with that, and they have what's the over-under on this? Randy Orton 3-2 over Daniel Bryan, and now it's time for your kickoff match, and here comes Damian Sandow.
And the Money in the Bank contract winner for the World Heavyweight Championship, Damian Sandow.
Could he cash in tonight?
It's
this
awesome.
Is a hardcore match.
Franklin once said, without continuous growth and progress, words like success and achievement mean nothing. Well, Damian Sandow says, tonight,
bye, Isabella.
And progress will be extremely evident. Because tonight, I am going to decimate a former Mr. Money in the Bank, Dolph Ziggler. And let me make this promise to all of you slack-jawed mouth breathers of the WWE Universe. When I cash in my Money in the Bank contract, I will be the kind of champion that you can model your lives after. Later on this evening, Alberto Del Rio will take on Rob Van Dam in a battleground hardcore rules match. A match that I am going to be watching very closely. And if the first match on the Battleground pay-per-view goes like I think it's going to, then this may not be the last time you see your guaranteed next world champion this evening. And for that,
You're welcome.
Nice long promo from Damian Sandow. Mute that. Hollywood, Florida, by the way, that's where I was born. Anyways, yeah, I was born Hollywood, Florida, Memorial Hospital. Anyways, so we got here the pink loud and proud tonight, as always. Nothing wrong with that. And
no men wear pink.
Well, you know what? That's true, but I don't look good in pink, so I won't wear pink.
So, I don't know. A nice hot pink always makes me look sexy.
But then again, I don't think I've ever worn anything pink. I don't know. Anyways, your referee, Chad Patton. Oh, no. This is a new guy. My eyes need to be checked. This is a new guy, some nerd.
The last guy got fired, remember?
No. Who? Scott Armstrong?
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
I have to ask, why is it he's always in the center of a referee controversy?
Because he's a former wrestler, and if anything, he could talk and fight. That's why.
Talk,
so, anyways... So we've got Damian Sandow in an arm and a headlock here.
Okay, the first commercial.
You're way in front. Yeah.
15 minutes.
So you're calling it at the 15-minute mark.
Yeah.
All right, well, they're at 17:52 right now. So we'll have to see what happens here. Into an arm bar, Dolph Ziggler, there's a takeover. Sandow with the shoulder tackle. And the intellectual savior of the masses now just gloating over Ziggler. Ziggler getting his bearings. And we're going to find out what happens later in the night. You know, are we going to have the WWE Championship still in abeyance? Or are we going to have a new world champion? Or who knows what's going to happen later tonight in Buffalo, New York, where I'm sure the temperatures are dipping already.
That's the thing, we didn't get any title changes last
favor we did. Yes, we did. Daniel Bryan won the title.
Well, technically.
Duh!
I don't really count that as a title change.
It still was a title change. Randy Orton's not the WWE champion.
He won it.
I mean, he lost the belt that following night.
It doesn't matter. You go in the books as being a champion.
Exactly.
I see it, like, to me, I just see a title change. Like, I just see a title change as if you hold the belt for that week. If you last, the Raw and SmackDown with the belt,
Big Show went into the books.
That's Kane, Rage.
Seconds, however long he was.
X Kane, if one night counts, I bet you'll tell he is.
He probably will. Probably will.
Same thing with Dolph.
You know his mom name. What is 14? What is 14? For the hour, yeah.
So you really believe that if you hold a title for one night, you're not the champ?
What about these championship scramble matches?
Wait, how long was Vince champion? A day, right?
No, Vince was champion longer than that. Vince was champion about 4 days.
Champion for like a couple, like a handful of days before he gets
huh?
I'm saying it counted.
It did count, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
1544. There you go.
He's recognized as his reign is on the list.
The match is over,
and we've got our first commercial break during the match.
So I was 45 seconds off.
I guess so. Yeah,
but I was close.
And Ray, that is so disrespectful to one night overnight champion.
So they're gonna come back at the 15-minute mark.
I guess so.
1556.
Damn, I never heard of this Battleground pay-per-view. I'm glad I saw the commercial.
Exactly.
She must be new. Let me count my pennies up, see if I can order it. Get on a mobile tablet too? Damn.
Yeah, you can get it anywhere. You can get it anywhere.
It's available everywhere.
That Fastlane game, by the way, is really, really bad.
On the video game console and the app at the same time. Here we go. 1428, it came back.
There you go. That Fastlane game, I'm just
saying. That's more than worth for commercials.
Ziggler with the near falls clothesline from Sandow. The referee checking on Ziggler. 1-2 near fall.
All right, I'm going to go with 10:48 for the next commercial.
10:48. All right, we'll have to see. Thrown into the corner goes Dolph Ziggler. Let's see, Rob Zapata. Yeah, I don't know who this goofball referee is. Oh well. I'm accustomed to knowing the referees' names, but this guy I don't know. Anyways,
so Brad name when he first came out.
What was that? Yes, I did. Because they let it out right away. They released it. But whatever, he might only work the pre-show match. You know, he could be his first time.
A tryout.
It could be a tryout. Exactly.
Imagine a question. How long do you think?
Back in the day, referees were held in high regard.
Yeah, and the announcers called the referee by name.
Yep.
You know, that's why you hear me sometimes during the pre-show. I'd be like, referee Charles Robinson with the near fall on Ziggler. You know?
How long do you think Brad Maddox will be GM?
How long is what?
How long do you think Brad Maddox will still be GM?
A couple more months. At least through the end of the year, maybe. And look at that. For those of you that missed that referee just pulled up his knee brace.
Double A, do you think Earl Hebner, who is the most famous wrestling referee?
Oh, God. It's probably a toss-up between Earl Hebner and Nick Patrick.
Yeah.
Now you could go on record by saying, well, there's the wrestling referee Danny Davis, but no, that
Patrick,
doesn't count.
Nick Patrick is the one with the long blonde hair, right?
No, that's Charles Robinson.
No, it's Charles Robinson.
Oh shit.
I'd have to say it's hard because there was a lot of referees are held in are just like they're up there as the best. Tommy Young was a big deal in the old days.
Yeah.
Most respected or most controversial?
Just in general.
Just in general. Like who's gotten famous pretty much from being just a wrestling referee?
I think it's gonna be Nick Patrick. I'm gonna give it to Nick Patrick because I think until the screw job in 1997, nobody really knew Earl Hebner in the way that we know Earl today. We knew of Earl Hebner, but Nick Patrick was pushed into the limelight. What was that?
You talking about the Montreal school job?
That was in 97. Nick Patrick was pushed into the limelight in 96 when he joined the NWO.
No, but yeah. Earl Hebner was for what was there for the
Iron Man match.
For the main event.
That whole thing with Ted DiBiase and the two referees.
That's true. That is true. His brother Dave.
Yeah.
Dave.
Yeah, you're right.
That's when I learned. That's when I...
And you know what? That was one of their early days in the WWE. They had just left. A bit of information in case you didn't know. Earl worked in WCW prior to that. So Earl worked in the NWA from like the early 80s. So
I can believe it. So you're saying Nick Patrick.
I think Nick Patrick
paved the way for all of them.
Yeah. And then you've got there's a lot of referees that we all love. We love Randy Anderson. Pee-wee, as he was affectionately known. Of course there was Mark Curtis. One of the smallest referees. There's the zigzag, or the famouser. The famouser. Near fall, two count. There we go.
That used to be a finishing move.
The famouser, yeah.
Ugh. Earl is my favorite, though. No one can take a bump like Earl.
Yeah, because he... No, Nick Patrick knows how to take a good bump.
That bump he took at Sold Out was good. When he got, and I think it was one of the signers knocked him out.
I liked it when Randy Anderson knocked him out. Nick just went flying. You know?
But you knew when Earl was in a match, in like the attitude there, pretty much, you knew he was going to get knocked out. That was a given.
Brian Hebner is bad. I will admit to that. Wario in the chat room says that Brian Hebner is awful. Now he says Todd Sinclair. Todd Sinclair, that's an ROH guy. But look, ECW had Jim Molyneux, the big fat guy, that he refereed. He refereed just about every single match. You had Bill Alfonso, Fonzie, who started in WCW. I'm trying to think. You had Teddy Long.
Teddy got famous for the Steamboat match.
Yeah, that was Teddy's claim to. But Teddy is one of the few guys. Ziggler with the win. After the zigzag.
Really?
Yep.
That's normal. Now, you know what? I think Teddy... anybody, because Teddy was the first referee to then jump from being a referee to being a heelish manager.
Right.
You're doing such a bad job of trying to build this guy.
All right, he's holding his knee, so don't be shocked when he comes down to try to cash in.
I mean, I'm telling you, who is going to take Damian Sandow seriously if he's losing all the time?
But that's what every Money in the Bank winner has done leading up to him cashing in.
Yeah, well, it's not believable. It's not.
But they make it out. They tear you down before they build you up.
Yeah, well, it's stupid.
Oh, Lord.
Well, there you go.
You're supposed to believe that this guy you got right in front of you was going to be the world champion, but he's always losing. That's just a paradox.
I think it's time to put that world title belt on Cena again. I think it's all time for that.
Miz lost and lost and lost. Then he became champion, and he kept it for a while. Everybody swore he was going to be like a month-long champion. Ziggler's lost, and then he won some matches before he finally cashed in, right. And then he lost. So there's no pattern, and no one says you have to make you win, let you win the first 20 matches before you cash in.
Right. Well, I think that's going to wrap it up for our pay per view coverage. Real quick, let's run down some of the things that you can hear on the network every Tuesday night. It's The Rant at 8:00 Eastern. Then on Saturday, it's the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Sundays, it's What Are You Reading with Surfer, except for this Sunday, because he'll be glad-handing in New York City. And then, of course, check out everything that we've got on iTunes. Stick around in the chat room. If you're here live, we'll be chatting during the course of the event in the network chat room. Of course, there's links and things like that provided for you to watch. If you're listening to us on the go, follow us on Twitter at RantEMRadio for match results as they happen. And of course, at 11:00, we'll be back here with a post-show recapping everything that went down. So, until 3 hours later, for Surfer, Rage, Tony C, I'm Double A. Try and enjoy Battleground, which starts in 5 minutes and 40 seconds, okay? We'll see you in 3 hours. Peace.
I still see you. I just hope that when you see me, I'm not see-through. You know how we do. Sometimes I swear I need a day just for me to lay.
Wait a minute. Let's stop the music real quick.
Oh, man, I was
Let's stop the music. We're going to stop the music for 1 second. We're still on the air.
Uh-oh.
We're still broadcasting.
Oh.
Breaking news.
El Torito has invaded Renee Paquette. Renee Young. Renee Paquette is her real name.
Well, that was an event that just happened here. Interesting.
Yeah.
So back to the task at hand here.
Yeah.
When's he going to gore somebody in the ass?
That's going to happen. That's going to happen. Anyways, we'll see you in 3 hours.
Yeah, I know you're saying that the call unless I'm dying. Well, I'm driving and I can't stop staring at my eyelids, but even though my eyes close, I still see you. I just hope that when you see me, I'm not see-through. You know how we do. Sometimes I swear I need a day just for me to lay.
can't stop staring at my eyelids, but even though my eyes closed, I still see you. I just hope that when you see me, I'm not see-through. You know how we do. Sometimes I swear I need a day just for me to lay with some TNA. But the way we do is deeper, baby. Straight up chemistry, DNA. Make me wanna give you every dollar out my B of A. Like, I let her climb on top. I'm either fucking or working, so the grind don't stop. They say I got screws missing. Well, hell, only when I'm missing you. And hell yeah, I'm a dick girl, addicted to you.